This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
It is such an honor and a privilege to bring you God's Word. During our broadcasts here on Worship Radio 247, it really is. And we are in the middle of a series titled Being Like Christ. And these teachings are there for us to understand who God Himself is, who Jesus is, and for us to emulate Him, to be like Him in all the things He does and says, to copy Him, to walk with Him, to talk with Him, and have this exceptional relationship that we have. And as we do this series, I just feel we are being built up more and more and more, and our lives are changing. Mine certainly is. No doubt about it. I brought a word a little while ago about changing the way we think. That it's the Holy Spirit that does that, and that is what the Holy Spirit is doing, certainly in my life right now, I can tell you. It's amazing. If you have your Bible with you, turn with me to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And we're looking at verses 5 and 6. These words say this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. So amazing, the wisdom of Solomon, as he wrote these under the direction of God Almighty. He wrote these wise phrases, if you will. He goes on to say, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Oh boy. I mustn't digress. I really mustn't. I would love to talk about that, but I mustn't digress. These words for us today: trust in the Lord. It doesn't just say trust in the Lord, full stop, let's go on to something else now. It doesn't say that. The words say this: trust in the Lord. What? With all your heart. In other words, everything within your sentiment and everything within the deep recesses of your heart. And God is calling out to you today to say, with everything. I want you to trust me with everything. I don't want you to leave anything out at all. Earlier on, I was praying for you, for me. And I was saying, give it all to God. Every horrible, dark recess that you never wanted God to see, give it to Him. Give it all to Him. Whatever it be. It could well be alcohol. It could well be pornography. It could well be lust. It could well be gambling. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just give it to Almighty God and just say, Lord, I lay this down now. I lay it at the foot of your cross. because that is the beginning of the process of completely trusting God. When a problem comes along and you can't deal with it, and you don't want to deal with it, because as you deal with it, it takes your focus away from God. You see, this is what the evil one wants. He wants to say into your ear, look, for goodness sake, you can handle this. You can sort this out yourself. Because he knows as you sort out that problem, your eyes are taken away from him who should be glorified. Your eyes turn away from Jesus because you are sorting it out yourself. And that is what I found myself doing oftentimes. Trying to sort it out myself, trying to change, striving to make that change so that I was going to become a different person. I can't do that. I don't have it in me to do that. I don't have that ability to be able to do that, beloved. I have no idea. I have no clue how to do that. I have to leave it to Almighty God because it is Him who does it. It is Him who is on the throne. It is Him who is saying to me and to you today, trust in me, trust in the Lord. With what? With all your heart. And then he says this, do not depend on your own understanding. In other words, stop trying to work it out. Stop trying to figure out how to do what you need to do, because this has happened. A bill has come in and you can't pay it. Well, if you can't pay it, guess what? You can't pay it. So therefore, it's not your problem any longer. That problem belongs to your Father. And you give it to the Lord and you say to Him, Lord, I'm trusting you for this because I can't sort it out. I cannot figure this out at all. I don't know what to do. I have no clue what to do. So therefore, don't try and depend on your own understanding of a situation that you find yourself in. Give it to God. There was a hymn that we used to sing many years ago. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So prophetic. You know, I prayed, well, I didn't pray actually, but I was hoping and trusting that the numbers of Worship Radio 247 listeners would lift and lift and lift and lift and go higher and higher and higher and higher. Why was that? So that we could attract advertisers, so that we could then start earning some money. That's what I was doing. But I realized it's not about me. Early on in the ministry, I believed that it was all about God. And I started to give Him the ministry. I began to say to Him, Lord God Almighty, this is for you. I was preaching at a church on Sunday in East Kilbride in Scotland, called the Logos Church. And there weren't hundreds of people there. If there were 25 people there, that was amazing. But the worship was so amazing, so God-given. And we worshiped Him in spirit and in truth. And we gave Him our love as we worshipped. And then we broke bread. And that was awesome. That was so glorious. And then I brought the word. And I know that the anointing was so strong. It's not about the numbers. It's whether the Holy Spirit is residing in that place as we worship and as we bring the word. That is what is vital. That is what is so important. Whether or not the Holy Spirit is there and whether or not God is glorified in that place, that is so important. And here on Worship Radio 247, we glorify God constantly. And we give Him the glory, and we give Him the honor, and we give Him the power, for it is Him that does it, it is not me. When healings take place, it's nothing to do with me, it's to do with God Almighty. When your lives are being changed, it's nothing to do with me, it is to do with the Holy Spirit changing you. I'm not standing there laying hands on you. What I'm doing is I am allowing the Spirit of God to change your heart and to change your mind. And that is why when we're trusting in Almighty God, we must not lean on our own understanding, depend on our own understanding. And verse 6 says, seek His will in all you do, and He will show you the path to take. In other words, don't try and do something major in your life without consulting God, because perhaps He doesn't want you to do that. And if He doesn't want you to do that, and you do it, then you're walking down the wrong pathway. I've done that so many times. And it leads, beloved, to disaster. I can only spend my time now looking at Almighty God and saying to Almighty God, Father God, I love you with all of my heart, and I do not want to be out of your will anymore, because you, to me, are everything, and you are all I want. You, Lord God, are magnificent. And the blessings come. And the blessings come. And the blessings continue. Because as you do those things, He looks to you and He says, my child, I love you. So much do I love you. And then He says, whatever is going on, I've got this. He said it to me only yesterday. David, I've got this. I've got this. And if God has got this, oh boy, why should I worry? Trust in the Lord. With all your heart, do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Father, thank you for your inspired and anointed word today, and I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your name. And I lift your name high, and I worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen.